3. Listen and understand. 1.
The soccer game last night was fantastic. Did you get to watch it?
No. I really wanted to, but I couldn't.
Why not?
Well, the game was at 6, but at home we're not allowed to watch TV until after 9 o'clock.
Oh, really? Why's that?
We have to study and do our homework until then.
Wow. Your parents are really strict.
Yeah, it's so annoying. And I didn't even have that much homework to do.
2.
I tried calling you a few times last night, but the phone was always busy. Is there something wrong with your landline?
Oh, sorry. No, the line is working fine, but it's my younger sister.
You mean Rosalyn?
Yeah. Well, she has a new boyfriend, and she is always talking to him on the phone. Sometimes she talks for over 2 hours with him. It drives me crazy.
I bet it does. It would drive me crazy, too. I guess I should call you on your cell phone.
Yeah, that would be better.
3.
How was the party on Saturday night?
Oh, it was great. I had a really good time, but I got into big trouble later. I'm not allowed to go out again this month.
Why not? What happened?
Well, I was having so much fun that I didn't notice the time, and before I knew it, it was 1:30 in the morning. By the time I got home, it was after 2, and you know how my parents are.
Are they really strict?
Yes, it's so annoying. I have to get home before midnight on weekends.
4.
Hey, Maria, you look tired today. Didn't you get a good night's sleep last night?
Actually, no. I only got about 4 hours of sleep.
How come?
Well, the phone woke me up 3 times during the night.
Who would be calling you that late?
No one. They were all wrong numbers. Our home phone number is almost the same as a number you call to order a cab.
That must be really annoying.
It really is. My parents are going to change our number as soon as they can.